If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we know, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may come to worship you more and more each and every day, so that we may represent you as ambassadors to your kingdom to all we encounter. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Thursday of the third week of Advent. Of course, you know that there is essentially no fourth week of Advent. The entire fourth week of Advent is this coming Sunday. And so we are, a week from now, we will be well into the Christmas season, which continues, by the way, right up until the baptism of the Lord. And that is the last day of the Christmas season. Then we go into ordinary time for not quite 2 months. And then we go into Advent Easter, and then we go back to ordinary time. So it's interesting because we're now beginning that whole circle that happens and ends, of course, next year, somewhere around Thanksgiving, usually right after Thanksgiving. And in this case, it was 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, or a week and a half, actually. So anyway, we have two readings that are our first reading, and two options for readings and our first reading. And the Gospel from Luke actually is the visitation. Option A is from the Song of Solomon, also known as the Book of Songs, chapter 2, 8 through 14. And option B is Zephaniah 3, 14 through 18. So if you have your daily missal, you might see both of these as a sign. Well, I think what I'd like to look at is option A, and it's a great reflection of something that we really need to understand as Catholics. You know, there is a concept. I remember I've told you this before. Back during the 60s and 70s, there was this great focus on love. I haven't played my guitar in a long time, but I do play the guitar. I probably don't play it well now. I didn't play it well then, but I don't probably play it well now. But anyway, it's funny. Sometimes people would say to me, "I don't want to go back to the days of Kumbaya," and I would always go, "I lived during the days of Kumbaya. As a matter of fact, I can play it on my guitar." Well, it's interesting because back during the 60s, you had the strong focus on love. It wasn't necessarily the Christian concept of love, although that was also in the church. But if you know from the culture of the 60s, then you got this more secular concept of love. And one of the problems with the secular concept of love is you cannot love unless you are united to Christ, because God is love. And by that, I mean being a person of prayer, being rooted in prayer. That's how we become people of love, by being people of prayer. And, you know, it's a lifetime reality. It's not something you can do strictly by the will of God. So it's important to understand that consideration, that we're all called to be people of love. Love of God, love of neighbor, and that's what we're called to do. But back in the older days, which is why, you know, people will say, "Well, we want to go back to the Latin Mass." They don't recognize how there was a sense in some places in the Latin Mass that whole time of this very ominous image of God, which I've described, and people said, "Yes, you have that dead on right," as the mean Wizard of Oz, the holograph Wizard of Oz that you may have seen in the 1939 movie. Was it 39 or 34? But the movie with Judy Garland, that very mean image of God, which was the wizard in the movie. And many people had that. This God was just ready to cast you into hell. And there's a brand new catechism that is not approved by the Vatican that you can find in certain places that reflects on that old style, because they want to get back to those. And people are buying it. It's coming off the shelves. God bless you. You'll never see it at St. Anthony's, because I don't want to see people go back to what is not Catholic teaching. And Catholic teaching is God calls us love of God, love of neighbor. It doesn't mean that we live by this we live like this understanding that, you know, well, God loves us no matter what we do. Everything's fine. No, I'm not talking about that. But you want to have a certain behavior with a person whom you love, which is what is reflected in the Song of Songs. And it's reflected in the truth of how we truly understand God. But we understand that God is love. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish. And you're listening to this program, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, called St. Anthony Overnight, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you, as I always do, the standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. And by the way, that is our chanted Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home, and you weren't sure about how to go about checking one out or whatever, this standing invitation allows you just to do that. But you might say, yes, but I'm not ready to donate yet, and I don't want to look like I've got hands hanging, as that expression goes, during the collection. Well, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Write the word radio. Like, you know, on radio when you hear about the promo code, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, it only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It doesn't go for any other church or any other parish, just us. So write the word radio down on a piece of paper. And if you don't currently call a parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful message, but we're also talking about the understanding that God is calling us to understand his love for us and our love, that he wants to take that love and channel that to others, so that what we're called to do is what the commandment says, love God and love neighbor. And so as St. Paul teaches, he gives us in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patience, love is kind. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not prone to anger, love does not put on airs. I mean, this is what love is. So if you have a concept of God that is rooted in that, this, you know, this angry God who's ready to cast you into hell, sinners in the hands of an angry God, then that isn't the message of love that we're called to understand. It means that we are motivated by God's love for us and our love for God in such a way that this is the way we act. And we see in the first reading this very powerful illustration of this experience of love from the Song of Songs. And by the way, remember the quotation is Solomon, the citation is Solomon, Songs of Solomon. It's also known as the Book of Song of Songs, chapter 2, 8 through 14. So that's always going to be the important way. Now, George Carlin did a great routine on that other concept of God, that God was trying to cast you into hell. And it's one of the reasons you can tell that George Carlin was an atheist, because he could not comprehend this loving God casting people into hell. And we understand from the catechism that is approved by the Vatican, which is the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and you can find that, you can just look it up. You can find it as a book. You can find it online. You can find it under the resources link on the front page of the Vatican website, and then you'll see Catechism of the Catholic Church. And it makes it clear that the only people who go to hell are those who are obstinately refusing the grace of God, Whereas in that old style, and, you know, this new catechism kind of reflects on that, that God is, that a lot of people go to hell because they didn't do whatever is right. I do not recommend the catechism. I'm not going to tell you the name. I don't recommend it. And I've actually asked the archdiocese, which has made no indication they're going to use it, to say, do not use this catechism. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the catechism. I'm just going to tell you the one to go to, which is either the UCAT, for which is a great resource, or the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which you will find over on the Vatican website, or you can find it in any bookstore. Okay, so understand that this is our call, and you cannot live the Catholic faith if you aren't a person of prayer. You cannot love God if you aren't a person of prayer. Remember, Jesus went and prayed every day, and Jesus, fully human but fully divine, he is the Son of God, and yet he prayed every single day. And so you and I cannot be people who love as God calls us to do unless we pray. And let me add another thing. As a person who prays every day, I'm not all that patient. I'm not all that kind all the time. I have my days. So if I can say that as a person of prayer, you can see that if you're not a person of prayer, you can't come anywhere close to it. So do understand that prayer is essential to be motivated by love, and always recognize that any teaching that does not indicate that prayer is essential and just kind of says, always focuses on behavior without understanding a real true grasp of prayer life, I'm going to tell you right now, avoid it like the plague, because it is not good teaching. And I've even confronted an archbishop over that. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.